Well, returning to the budget and changes to negative gearing and capital gains tax. So the changes are an attempt by the federal government to make it easier for people to get their start on the property market. The government expects the changes will move 75,000 properties from the hands of investors to homeowners and slow house price growth. Jacob Kane is president of the Real Estate Institute of Australia and joins me now. Jacob, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me on, Sally.
How do you see the prices, firstly? National home prices are up almost 10% over the past 12 months, but prices have been falling in Sydney and Melbourne. What is the real estate industry anticipating price-wise from these changes announced in the budget?
Yeah, that's a great question, and hard to know explicitly. I think we should give the government credit where it's due in terms of the design and implementation of these taxation changes. They've been put in place in a way that will avoid a market shock. We should neither see a flood of sales onto the market from investors or a flood to purchase properties, which is probably a silver lining in some respects as to these changes and how they're going to impact the market. So equilibrium, I think, is what we'll see over the coming months. Over time, we'll see the impact of these changes take effect. And look, the government has promoted the fact that there's likely to be $19,000 decrease in the types of properties that first home buyers are particularly interested in. That will remain to be seen, but broadly speaking, we should see some fairly level playing fields moving ahead.
These changes are forecast to free up around 75,000 properties for first home buyers. What will that mean for renters, do you think?
Look, in Australia today, there are around 7 million people living in rental homes. So 75,000 of those renters having an opportunity to move into their first home is a good thing. But that 75,000 is over 10 years. So really, it's only 7,500 a year. If you look at that in terms of the entire pool of renters, that represents only 1 in 100. So I suppose coming out of the budget, you know, we would look at that and ask, what about the other 99? Because effectively, the other impacts, I suppose, from these tax changes is that pool of rental properties will shrink. So those other 99 in 100 or more than 6 million renters out there will be left with fewer choices and probably paying higher rents over the long run.
Is it clear whether this will apply to these capital gains tax changes? Will it apply to knockdown rebuilds and subdivisions on existing properties or only to new land and home developments?
Yeah, there's a little ambiguity there. I don't expect that it'll apply to a knockdown rebuild of one dwelling. The intent of the policy is to increase the housing supply. So I suspect that if you were to knock down and subdivide and rebuild two or three or more dwellings on a property, that those concessions will apply in that instance.
In the wake of the budget, what were the main discussions among those in the property industry yesterday about how all of these changes will work and the effects that it may have on the market?
Look, the budget was portrayed as a panacea for Australia's housing affordability and inequity crisis, but in reality, it really falls short of that. The Institute, Real Estate Institute of Australia, and our sort of sister peak industry bodies have long and consistently advocated that supply is the most impactful factor in affordable housing in solving this crisis. And the Treasurer himself even acknowledged that last week. He said supply is the main game. And the brutal truth is that, and it's something that we have to face as a country, tax settings aren't the real barriers to affordability. It's our inability to build enough homes at a fast enough pace. So what we really wanted to see out of the budget were more policies that supported the delivery of new homes into the Australian housing ecosystem. We needed policies that encouraged and incentivised investment in the space and removed planning delays and the regulatory burden that is really holding back delivery of more homes faster here in Australia.
So it didn't go far enough or in the areas that you think there's more attention needed?
Yeah, look, that's not to say the changes don't have merit, but we've always argued that you need to solve the housing supply issues first. You know, as an example, if the government had a genuine intent to solve this problem, we refer to that $19,000 decrease for first home buyers over the long run. Stamp duty in Sydney alone averages about three times more than that. Now, if the government was really serious about solving affordability, they could have got together with the state and territories and come up with a solution which got rid of stamp duty. That is the most unpopular tax in the country, where effectively, you know, for home purchases, property purchases are paying the government $60,000, $70,000 for pressing a button to change ownership. It's ineffective. It has an impact on productivity. If we were to get rid of that, we would see a massive surge of first home buyers being able to enter the market, not 7,500 a year, literally hundreds of thousands of first home buyers would have the option to get into the market much sooner if we got rid of that. So we want to see things like that, not just sort of tinkering around the edges with taxation.
What are you seeing again and again at auctions, you and your colleagues?
At the moment, look, you pointed to Sydney and Melbourne. Things are tightening up there in terms of auction clearance rates. Fewer bidders, fewer people coming through the properties. That's not necessarily the case in Perth and Brisbane, which continue to enjoy an incredible sort of surge in their median prices and the appeal of their properties. But effectively, we're in a context, you know, in the geopolitical situation where there's an enormous amount of uncertainty. Layer into that, you know, the pervasive and consistent conversation around interest rate rises, and it makes people less confident to go out there and either sell or buy homes at the moment. The budget will probably contribute a little to that, but as I said before, we should expect consistent performance as we have seen over the most recent months.
Jacob, it's been really interesting to get your perspective this morning. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sally.